stand in the gap. I want to be found worthy. I don't want the Lord looking for somebody to stay in the fight and not able to find anybody. We need to be willing to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. I'm telling you, you can't give the appearance of loving God without living for God. God knows all about superficiality. He knows all about playing games. He does. He knows the heart. So I tell you, we need to stand together like we do, in one mind, in one accord, standing in the gap and fighting so we can make a difference in our world. And I tell you, sometimes we don't need to let the disconnect be between our head and our feet. We don't need to have the thought in our mind and God prompting us to do something, I just can't. I just can't, and have some sort of excuse. Romans chapter 10, verse 15. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. I tell you, folks, if we hear the call, we better heed the call. Amen. We better stand in there and we better fight. I tell you, there is a calling for every one of us sitting on the pew tonight. Brother Baggett taught us the other night about everybody being a minister. There's a calling for every one of us to stand in the gap and keep fighting. We can make excuses. We can turn our backs on responsibility as a Christian. But I promise you, God is watching. And I want to be found in the field of labor, working, doing the best I can when he comes. I want to stay in the fight. The third thing. They had to cross over Jordan. And if you read Scripture, most every time you read about Jordan, every time it's mentioned in Scripture, it was about a change was fixing to take place. And it was a river that separated from them from their inheritance. And it was an obstacle, if you will. But that's when their faith came into play. That's when you have to exercise your faith. Just like Joshua. Our task, it might seem impossible sometimes, but I'm telling you, stand on the promise of God and stay in the fight. Amen. Just look at the inheritance we've been promised, folks. Just look at what's on the other side. Just look across the river and see what we have to look forward to. And like the Scripture says, when you've done all to stand, just stand. And those things we read a while ago, those two words, that's when your courage and your strength comes into play. Just stand. Let your courage and your strength sustain you. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. As bad as it may seem down here, it's only a light affliction compared to the great and eternal weight of glory. Verse 18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. They're going to pass away, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. Don't look at your circumstances. Don't look at your problem. I saw a little quote the other day. Don't tell God how big your problem is. Tell your problem how big your God is. Amen. Our problems and our sufferings that we have down here, believe it or not, they have benefits. And Lord, you say, well, how can that be? What are you talking about? Number one, they remind us of Christ suffering for us. If we would just take a look at him and what he went through to secure my salvation and my redemption, my little bit of suffering don't mount a hill of frostbit bean. They keep us from pride. They keep us in our place, keep our head on straight. They cause us to look beyond this life that we live in. They prove our faith to others. When somebody else sees you go through something and by your faith you come out the other side as pure gold, it inspires somebody else about your faith. They give God the opportunity to demonstrate his power. So we need to see all our troubles as opportunities. We need to stay in the fight. And I tell you, it's like the old cliche says, we need to get the big picture. Instead of tunnel vision, we need to look at the big picture. I remember when I took driver's education when I was in high school, and it's been just about too long ago to remember, but I took a motorcycle course. I was going to ride a motorcycle. So I took this motorcycle course, and some of y'all, I think y'all ride motorcycles, some of y'all. And they taught us, when you're riding that motorcycle, and you come into a curve to look through the curve. Does that make sense? Well, it did to me. When you're riding a motorcycle, you don't just look at the front tire and where it's going. You better look through the curve, see what's coming. We need to get the big picture. We need to look through the curve when we get discouraged and see what's on the other side. Hallelujah. To inspire us to stay in the fight. Just like Joshua, we got to look beyond the river to the other side. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. There are two words that describe our faith. Number one, confidence. And number two, certainty. And I tell you tonight, these two qualities, they need and they have a secure beginning and ending to your faith. The beginning point of faith is believing in God's character. Simply put, He is who He says He is. The end point of faith is believing in God's promises. He will do what He said He would do. And He told them. I thought about when He gave them the boundaries of that land and everywhere the sole of your foot. Can you imagine if they would have honored God and did the right thing where they would be today? Of course, we all know God's master plan. And I'm glad we as Gentiles were brought into this thing, thank God. But He's going to do what He says. So don't give up the fight. Stay in the fight. When we believe God will fulfill His promises, even though we don't see them materialized, then you're demonstrating your faith. And I'm telling you, you got to see it. You got to hear and believe the promise. You have to stay in the fight. Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 3. The Lord thy God, He will go over before thee, and He will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord hath said. Follow the leadership as they follow Christ. Amen. I think about the, I like to watch documentaries and read about wildlife and things of that sort. And if you've seen much of it at all, one of the largest migrations of animals is the wildebeest on the plains of Africa. It can number in the millions. I'm sure some of y'all have probably seen that before on some nature documentary. But they're looking for greener pastures. They're moving for something better. But when they come to that river, you ever notice what they do? They just pile up right there for a little bit and just kind of mill around. And all of a sudden, one of them takes off across the river, and then they all jump in. Are there obstacles in our life that cause us to not? But sure it is. There's crocodiles in that river too. But the whole point is, yes, they do lose one or two. Yeah, they lose a few. But the whole point is when the whole bunch of them jump in, it confuses the crocodiles, and they make it to the other side. But I'm telling you, we need to follow the leader that's following Christ. If he ever quits following Christ, I'm going to quit following him. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. And listen to what Paul said. Nay, no, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. I don't care how many crocodiles is in the river, we are more than conquerors if we stay in the fight. Amen. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I tried to add something to it. I couldn't think of anything else that might separate us. I think he covered all the bases. I'm telling you, there is a river to cross, and there is a city to bring down, Harvest Time Worship Center. And I'm telling you, it may look like we're going to be stopped sometimes, but it's not going to happen. God has a plan. There's people come and gone in the last 10 years from this very congregation. We may lose some, like the wildebeest still do, but we're staying in the fight and we're going ahead. Amen. I want to stay in the fight. I want to be found faithful, staying in the fight. This whole life is about staying in the fight. That's why we need one another. Do we get weary? Sure we do. But the solution for that is take a visit to the cross. Amen. If you're fighting side by side with your brother or your sister, I tell you what, and it looks like they're weakening and they need help, you walk up to them and tell them, I got you back. Let me have your sword. Take a little visit to the cross. Get a fresh look at the promise. Get a fresh look at the inheritance. Get a fresh look at what staying in the fight is going to do. And then come back and take up your sword and stay with it. I tell you, Satan is doing everything he can to stop this thing. I tell you, but I'm here to tell you today, Satan is a deceiver. Satan is an imitator. Everything that's right and true, he perverts it and tries to change it. He doesn't come up with something new. But I'm telling you, if we stay in the fight, Satan too is going to be conquered. Amen. He's doing all he can do. Strong and courageous, the scripture says. He told him, no man can stand before you in verse 5 of our text that we read. Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. Just listen to what Satan is trying to do. And he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints. That verse, that phrase simply means oppress. He shall oppress the saints of the Most High and think to change or intend to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. This is prophecy given by Daniel. But I'm telling you, Satan is going to try to wear you out. But I promise you, if we're doing the work of God and if we stay in the fight, we're going to win. And you can expect something from Satan if that's what you're doing. I probably said it several times from this pulpit. If we're no threat to the devil, he's not going to fool with you. He will let you come to church every time you want to come. He'll let you come through that door and sit on that pew every time you want to. But I tell you what, when you become a threat to the devil and you start fighting and you stay in the fight, you can expect him to look up and say, uh-oh, we got a problem. I'm telling you, we have to stay in the fight. No matter how dark the night may get or how hopeless it may seem, listen to what Paul said. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Those that will stay in the fight. Those that I love his appearing, the word appearing comes from the Greek word epiphaneia. And the epis is simply a prefix to mean to appear over or upon or to. I thought about Brother Ford in his line of work, the dermis and the epidermis. You can see the epidermis. But that's what that word mean, appearing means. And the word phaneia means to shine over or upon. So anybody that's looking for something that will shine upon you and cover you, that's what I'm looking for. That's what's laid up for me if I'm going to stay in the fight. Amen. You keep the faith by staying in the fight. I'm telling you, keep fighting. Because I know our prize is not in our possession at this point in time. But I tell you, it is in view. We're standing on the side of the river. And we have sanctified ourselves. We have gotten back under the covenant. And we're where God wants us at this point in time. So let's stay in the fight. And let's be conquerors, more than conquerors, as the scripture says. God bless you. I hope we said something tonight that would encourage us to keep on keeping on. And let's don't forget to pray for our pastor, and let's pray for this church. I'm praying for revival. I'm praying for some of the changes they were talking about making in our service and stuff, in our worship service. I tell you, folks, I want this place to be a lighthouse. I want it to be a safe haven. I want it to be a safe harbor for anybody that has a hurting heart, a hurting mind, or their soul needs touching. And it can be that very thing. We're going to have to stay in the fight, though. We're going to have to be willing to keep on keeping on. Amen. God bless you. Let's stand and be dismissed. Lord, we love you today. We thank you, God, for touching us, Lord, this day. Strengthen us, Lord. Strengthen everyone here in body, Lord, not only spiritually, but our physical bodies, God. Help us to stay in the fight. Oh, God, when it seems like we're weak and seems like defeat is inevitable, Lord, we know that if we have strength and we have courage and we stay in the fight, we can be a conqueror with you, God. Lord, and we pray, God, you would bless us. Keep us on the way home, Lord. Bring us back, Lord, at the appointed time. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. God bless you.